Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the bottom of Samach Halach and Rav. Asher Metzora, Shishachto, Shalol, Lishmo, Bonu Machlokas of Meir, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. The Rashi's Girsa, if you shechted an Asher Metzora, Shalol, Lishmo, so the halacha is that it's kosher, but it's not Ola Labailim, L'shem Chova. So, therefore, we have the same Machlokas now, between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar of Shimon, that obviously Rashi explains how it is. What does it say twice? Right? Rav Meir, the Amar Yavi Acher V'Yaskel B'Tchila. Rav Meir holds that you have to start everything again. Each unit is a unit by itself, but you start from the beginning of that unit. Hachanami Yavi Acher V'Yishkel. You have to bring another carbon and shecht it, because the first one is not considered anything. According to Rav Elazar of Shimon, whatever you did, you did. You only have to complete it. Right? So what you did, even though it didn't wasn't mechap or anything, because you still need the rest of it, is considered something. So here, the first one is considered something. Mameli, you can't bring a second one, because you can only bring one osher. Rashi, osher metzora sheshachto shelo lishmo. Kigon l'shem ola l'shem shlamit. The Omar Mar kol azvachim shenishkatu shelo lishmon k'sheru el shelo ola bayim l'shem chova. The first one is kosher, but it's not. You're not yotzi with that one. Bonel the doverzel the toch machlokes and shurav mei of Rabbi Lazer. Yesh lo lilmod shikshem shechokin b'zeh kachokin b'zeh. This would depend on that machlokes. But Rabbi Meir the Omar avoda shelo nigmara hari k'nisheina. Rabbi Meir holds that an avoda that wasn't finished is like it's not there. So you have to start again. The same thing over here. Avzu hoyo v'lo nigmara. Since this one wasn't finished because it was shelo lishma, shari lo also the shem chova. Afal pi shenasa mimenu lebahonos. Even though you already gave the blood on the bahonos, harihi kamishena. It's like it's not there. Mameli, you can bring another one. The yavi ashemacher. Lur blazer of Shimon the amri mimakum shepasak mishamu maschil. Amalo omer kemandalesa damia. They hold that even though the original Matan Damim didn't finish off, right? You still need to finish it off. Still, it's considered something. And you can just finish off the rest of it. Hachanami Chashivahi. It's something. The E.F. Shalagom Rabba Acher. Here, it's impossible to bring another Asham. Dogseed Keves Echod Asham. Asham Echod Amarti Lechovelos Te Ashamos. You can only bring one Asham, not two. The Hachalekalit Chuyekin Amin Le'el Chitu Echod Amarti Lechov. You can't say what we said before, that chitui echad, right? Not chatos echad, but chitui echad. You can't say that, because here it doesn't apply. Here it says beferish, keves echad, one keves, that's it. So therefore, that would be the machlokas. Tosus says that this does not depend on one thing on the other. You bring an ashram, shalol lishma, it's not an ashram. The other matanos are matanos. They're something, right? You just have to finish them. But over here, it's not a question of finishing it. The first one is bichlal, nothing. So Tosfos has a different girsa, right? The girsa is like the Rabbeinu Chananel, Osher Metzora Shenishbach Domo Kodem Matan Bahonos. That was the same kind of case, right? You did part of it, you didn't finish it. You just bring the Matan Bahonos, or do you have to start again with the whole all the Matanos on the Mizveah, or not? That's the shot. Okay. Just like they're cholik by the shemen, are they cholik the same way by the dam or not? Okay. Samara says, maskif la Rav Chisda, v'ha oso ksiv, right? V'maisa, it says oso, v'hikri v'oso la asham, right? Even according to, right, Rashi, v'hikri v'oso la asham, oso shuhunafim halog, v'lo asham. Right, the Athilu Rav Meir Nami in Lotakana. Here is a special pasuk that says that the one that you were mainif with the log, right, originally, that's the one that you have to bring as Zayin Asham. And the Maisa, what's it called? You already were mainif the first one. What's it called that you brought Shalom Lishma. So therefore, you can't bring another one. Here is Beferish that according to everybody, you can't bring the other one. And according to what's it called Tosfos Girsa, that you did the first one, Mamish Kedin, except Nishma Chadam, right, before Matan Bahono, same thing. This is the one you did with everything. Can't bring in a second one. OK. Okay, so the kasher in a chanami, maybe it's not totally in that machlokas. So according to everybody, by the Ashram, it would be you couldn't bring another one. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi, Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, the ikal man diomer yavi yachid. That there is a man diomer. It's not that everybody would hold. There's no takana. You can't bring another one. Right? That it's dependent on that machlokas, and there is a tana who holds that you bring another Ashram, like Rabbi Meir. Asher mitzora sheshachtu shelo lishmo, asher mitzora that yishachtu shelo lishmo, or shelo nosim bidom legabi bahonos, or for the dam spilled out, you didn't put the dam from the first one by the thumbs, hareza ola legabi mizbeach, right, hareza ola legabi mizbeach, v'tol nesachim, right, so that korban itself is ola legabi mizbeach, and it needs nesachim. That's the Shalom Lishma, okay? The Tzarech Asham Acher Lakshiron. You need another Asham to be Machshirin, because you weren't Yossi with this one. So you see that you need another one, and you can bring another one. So there must be a Mandi Omer, Rameyer, who holds you can bring another one. Rav Chizda Omer Lecha, what is Rav Chizda going to say? He holds it, doesn't depend. Everybody holds you can't bring another one. Right? My Tzarech, Vein L'Takana. You have to, but you can't, because it says one and not two. The Mela, you're stuck, right? Really, you have to bring another one, but you can't do anything about it, so it's Tzarech, Vein Lo Takana. Where says, the Tani, Tan, it's Tzarech, Vein Lo Takana. Do we have such a Mishnayis like that, that say, the Tanoim speak like that, say Tzarech, when it means that you can't do anything about it? You have to, but there's nothing you can do. If, for Tanya, Nazar Memurit, we find a similar case like that, where it says you have to do something, but it means that you can't do it, so you're stuck. You have a Nazir who has no hair, a bald Nazir. So it's a mitzvah for the Nazir, right, to be Magaleach himself. That's one of the mitzvahs of how he gets finished with his Naziris, by shaving his entire body. So Beishamai Omrin Tzorech Havor Estar. Beishamai says he still has to shave himself, even though he's bald. Beisil Omrin Ein Tzorech Havor Estar. Beisil says no. Lamaisa, only if you have hair do you have to shave. You don't have hair, not to shave. Omer Avina, Kishomer Beishamai Tzorech Vein Lo Takana. Right? Nice, what do you mean you have to shave yourself? You have to put the razor on your skin, that's not called shaving. Elamai means, really, he still has to shave. But he has nothing to shave. The Mele is no Takana. There's no way for him to get out of the Naziris. Rashi. Tanya Kovaisa Rabbi Yochanan, Dikleman Diomer Yovi Acher, Lachshira, Lemitzor Ezeh, Latar, Olechu, Dekotchim. You need another Asham. That first Asham that was Shalom Lishma is kosher, but it's not ole l'shem asham. So it's ole l'gam mizbeach. You need nesachim, but you have to bring another asham to be matter him. To eat kosher, this mitzvah. The tani tana bitmiya. There's such a lashon of tanoim that tzorich means you need it, but you can't do it. So tough luck. The chiyesh tanoim shonim tzorich b'dover shein l'sakana. Well, you have to. When you have to, can't. Right? But it means you have to, and since you can, there's no takana. Tzorech havor eshtar, b'yom meloshim mei nizro. When he finishes his naziros, he has to shave his whole body. Kedesiv tar lo yovel arosho, ad melosh, aval yom melosh, yigaleach betar. And that just has to shave his head. V'zeh ein lo seya, uktani tzorech, he's bald. And it still says he has to do it. What do you mean he has to do it? He can't do it. It means he has to, but he can't, so that's it. Vom Ravina, Upliga, Hadravina, Adraptas. I wouldn't get it. Okay. Upliga the Rapidas. And this argues on what Rapidas said. That which we say that Beishamai holds, if you don't have hair, that you have to be Makai the Pasik. And you can, so there's no takana, argues on Rapidas. Dom Rapidas, Beishamai Rabalazar Omru Dovarechad. Beishamai and Rabalazar said the same idea. Beishamai Hadi Amoran. Beishamai said that if you don't have hair, you still have to shave, and since you can't, you have no takana. That's the way we learned it. And Rabbi Lezer, where Rabbi Lezer said the time, the snan, ein lo bo en yad, u bo en regel, ein lo tahar olamis. If a person doesn't have a thumb or a big toe, so he can never become tahar from being a metzora, because you have to put the dam on his thumbs and his toes, and he doesn't have a thumbs and toes. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, no sin al makomo v'yotzi. Rabbi Lezer says, you don't have to mekayim the pasuk exactly as it says. You put it on the place where the thumb would have been, had he had a thumb. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, in nosin al shol small, yotze. If you put it on the left hand, it's okay. If he has a left thumb, normally you put it on the right one. If he doesn't, you're makayim with the left. Rashi. Upliga the hadra bavina adra pidas. The ilura pidas sorech the yeshvo takana kamar. The pidas says that according to Beishamai, you have to shave, and there's a takana. Not ain lo takana. What do you do? Shiavi renu amokam asher. Just like you put the blood on the place where the thumb was, same thing over here. You put the razor on the place where the hair was. The apagav to see the gilach anozir lo ba'in and krok kidichsiv. You don't need the pasuk exactly as it says. You have to go through the motions, even if it doesn't accomplish anything. Heichad lo ekshu, where it's impossible, so you go through the motions. Same thing over here. Where you don't have a thumb, you put it on the place where the thumb was. Right. So, and Ben Pedas said, what Rabbi Pedas said, that the Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar said the same thing. So you see that when Beis Shammai says, right, tzorich, they don't mean ein lo takana, they mean tzorich. You have to go through the motions, but that helps, even though there's no hair. Ein lo taro lamis, the bo'in and krote the seed. Right, and that's what Rabbi Elazar says, and Rabbi Shimon says you can put it on the small, and the Tanakhama holds that there's no takana because you need krah kedichsid, the bo'in and krah kedichsid. You have to mekai in the pasuk the way it says. You have to put it mamish on his right thumb, and if he doesn't have a right thumb, nothing you can do. And therefore, the plea gave to Sanhedrin, per nigmar din. This machlokas is brought down in Sanhedrin.
Maybe Beisham is the Tanakhama.
What?
Maybe Beisham is the Tanakhama, and they are the dot not arguing on
no.
Rabbi
No, but then Bar Pedos said that Beisham and Rabbi Elazar said the same thing. So he didn't hold it to Beisham is Tanakhama. But Rabbi Pedos said Beisham and Rabbi Elazar said the same thing. Beis Shammai in their place and Rabbi Elazar in his place. So it can't be. He's saying that Rabbi Elazar goes with Beis Shammai. Okay, right. Tanu Rabbanan. The Lotach Midam Ha'asham. Okay, now we're still speaking about the Asham, since we brought down the whole union of Asham, so we're speaking about Asham. It says, the Lotach Midam Ha'asham. Yochol Bekli. I might think that you take the dam with a kli. Talmud Lomer v'nosan. Manasina b'atzma shol kohen, aflekicha b'atzma shol kohen. You take the blood in your palm, just like you put it on the metzora with your palm, with your finger. Yochal afle mizbeach. I might think that the blood you put on the mizbeach also you get with your palm. You don't put it into a kli. Talmud Lomer ki chatas ha'ashem hu. Ma chatas tun a kli, af ashem tun kli. Just like a chatas. You have to makabel the dam in a kli. So to the Oshim, you have to makabel the dam that you're zorik on the Mizbeach in a kli. Rashi, v'lokach ba'oshim mitzorik siv. V'lokach hakoi midam ha'oshim. V'chol l'kicho amura b'dam, take of the shrit, the loshin kabolahu. Lokach ha'dam means you makabel the dam. So it shows where you makabel it, in your hand or in a kli. Yochalach l'mizbeach, so where it says you makabel the dam that you're going to sprinkle on the mitzora in your hand. Just like you put it on him with your hand. But the dam you makabel, the sprinkle on the mizbeach, that you makabel the kli. The kaimalon osher mitzora ton matan dom lega mizbeach kishar hashamos. Look at all hashamos, you have to put the dam on the mizbeach. The zed dover shoyu bechlal, the yotzer lido medover achodesh, the chziru lecho akosu bechlalo, the feirish, the perakam of the yavamos. Right? Osher mitzora doesn't mention domim lega mizbeach. It was dover, what's it called, the hoyu bechlal, it's bechlal all the other karbonos that you need matan dom. And then it was Yotze that you put dam on the mitzvah. Doesn't say on the mizbeach, right? So the pasuk tells me b'feirish that it has to be kachatas ka'asham, that an asham is just like a chatas, it needs dam in legavim mizbeach. Nemar boki chatas ha'asham hu la kohen machatas tuna matan damim veimurim avze to matan dam veimurim. Yochel av dam anitam mizbeach lo yiskavu bechli tamid lomer ki chatas ha'asham hu la kohen. That's similar to a chatos, just like a chatos, you makabel the dam, the kli, and put it on the mizbeach, so to an osham. Ma chatos to a kli, le kabolas dama, how do you know a chatos, you have to makabel the dam in a kli? The chola karbonis natgilon behakesha, the zos hatorah la'ulah, the mincha, the chatos, la osham. Uba'olo b'shlamim k'si v'yosim b'agonos. By Ol and Shlomim, says Betherish, by Har Sinai, by Yosim Ba'agonos. But Asham Nami, Mehecha, the Gomer Chatas, Gomer Yu. The same thing, just like Chatas is you learn from Ol and Shlomim, you learn Asham too. Elo Asham Etzora, Mishum, the Yotza Lido, Medover HaChodesh, Bebo and Yad, Bebo and Regal, Ba'oz and Yamanis, who Tzrech Lach Zira, the Klalo, Be'akeshah, the Chatas HaAsham. But in Asham Etzora is different, because in Asham Etzora, it went out of the Klal, and you need to put Dam of the Korban, on the Mitzorah. So I might think you don't put it on the Mizbeach at all, because it's Dover HaYotzim in HaKlal, right? So you don't bring it back to the Klal unless it was a Beferish Apostolic that brings it back. So here there's a Beferish Apostolic that says Chachatas Ka'asham, and just like the Chatas needs Dam on the Mizbeach, the Asham Mitzorah also needs Dam on the Mizbeach, and just like the Chatas Yimakabal Adam Bechli, the Asham also Yimakabal Bechli. Okay. Tosha says that we learn it from a different pasuk that it needs a kli. We learn it from Olas Sinai in Gzeres Shavah, Kicha Kicha. That's what Rashi says. What's it called in Zvachim? Okay. Nimtza Tomer. So what's bottom line over here? Asher Mitzorah, Shnei Kohanim, Mekabel Hizdama. You need Kabbalah Sadam by two Kohanim. One's Mekabel in his hand to put the Dam on the Bahonos. Echad Biyad, Echad Bekli. And one's Mekabel Bekli to put the Dam on the Mizbeah. Both Kohanim have to Mekabel with their right hand. So you kept Mekabel in your hand and in the Kli at the same time. And you have to Mekabel the Dam directly from the animal when it's shechted. So you need two Kohanim. One's Mekabel part of the Dam that in the clay, and the other one's makabel the other part for the behonos. Zeh shekibel bechli, bolo eitzel mizbeah. Zeh shekibel biyad, bolo eitzel mitzora. Okay. Tanu rabbanan. That's the Gros Girsa here. Not Tanan Hossam. Tanu rabbanan. The chula metamim begodim, and israfim abeis hadeshin. Divar abalesher, Reb Shimon. Vachachomim omrim, ein metamim begodim, ein israfim abeis hadeshin, alo achron. All the cases we had before, where the dam was nishbach, and you have to start again with another one, another part. Okay? So, what do you do with the first part? So, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says, all the parim that you brought, and put any of the dam, inside, you have to burn them like parim and nisrafim. You have to burn them outside the machna, and their matami begodim, like they have all the dinim of the par that you brought the dam inside, and it has to be burnt, chutz l'machane, and it's matami begodim. Anybody who's osik with it, it's matami the begodim. Okay. As long as it has a din of parim and shirafi. That's what Rabbi Elazar Shimon say. And the Chachamim hold no, means Rabbi Meir, that it's not matami begodim, except the last one. Why it fits in with their machlokas. If you hold that you just have to continue what you did, you did. So every single one has a little bit of a din of parim and shirafi. But if you hold that you have to start again from the beginning, then the first one you didn't do anything with. So it's not a din, it doesn't have a din, a parim is rafim. Rashi, v'kulam etam begodim, kol ha-parim v'asi'irim, ha-shnuyim mishnaseinu, gabi nishmech adam, la'achar ka-par azu, v'hevi par, sheni l'parochas, v'gomer matanus ha-parochas, v'nishmech adam, v'hevi shlishi l'matanus ha-mizbeach. All these, that the dam was nishbach, and you didn't finish the kapara, all of them have the din of parim and nisrafim. You burn them outside, outside of Yerushalayim, abeis hadeshen, umetamim begodim, and they're metamim begodim. Ha'oskim b'sreifosin. Anybody who's osik and burning them, right? The people who carry it outside and are osik and burning it, it's metamim they're begodim. You see, there's parachatas, there's sirachatas, asher hu vashdama, right? You yotzi lechutz l'machaneh. That's the first halacha. And whoever burns it has his clothing become tummy. So it's machlokas whether you do it only with the first one, or with all of them, or only with the last one. Because that's the one lamais you affected the final kapara with. That's the one you finish the kapara with, that's the one that's the din of parim nisrafim. But the other ones were incomplete. You didn't finish the halacha with them. And therefore, they don't have a din of parim and nisrafim. Bo mine rovim Rav Nachman. Kama sirim mishaleach. What happens if you have seirim that you get one or more? It says before nishbech adam by the seir hapnimi. So you have to bring another zug. Right? So the first seir hamishtaleach is extra. What do you do with him? Right? You have a whole line of seirim hamishtalchim that are extra till you finally have the last one that you're going to use. Right? So how many do you send out? Right? Rashi, kama seir mishtaleach, and nishbech dam asoyer la'achar shegomer matnas pnim. The dam asoyer got spilled out after you finished all the matanas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what do? Hutzrich ol yishnayim l'hagrolem. You have to bring two more and make agrola. Because you can't just bring a seir pnimi to substitute. It has to be done through hagrola. So the first seir mishtaleach now is no good. So you have to bring two more seirim, make hagrola. The one that goes l'ashem, you continue the matanas damim in the heichal, and now you have two seir mishtaleachs. So how many do you send? Mishochad eshoshem, v'nosu matanas haparoches. And then if the blood of the seir again spilled, so you have to bring another two. Now you have three seirs amishtaleach. What do you do? How many of them do you send? The shachad shoshel matnos mizbeach. Harikan shlosha seir yazozel mishlosha zugos. You had to bring three different zugos. What do you do now with the three seir amishtaleach? How many do you send? Omer levechi edro mishaleach. You send your whole herd. You send one of them. Omer lo, v'chi asher metzorish, v'chi edro sore, l'maisa, if you have three, parim anisrothim, we said you bring all of them. You have to burn all of them, according to Rebbe Lezer of Shimon. Right? You can burn your whole eder, so you send three of them, just like you burn three of them. Someone says, mi domi, hasam lo ksiv oso, hacha ksiv oso. No, by sira mishtaleach, it says oso, shaleach oso, one. You don't send more than one. Masha'en came by the parim anisrafim. It doesn't say anywhere that you can't have more than one par anisraf. So you burn all of them. Kamasir, okay, v'chi edro mishaleach, lo hiskik akosu, the shaleach aleach, but the Torah said to send one, not more than one. So Mara says, if that's the case, then v'chi edro sore. Rava kamahadra of Nachman, the Tameich, the Chiedro, his Kikwa Kosov Lisrof, Utanan, the Kulam Nisrof and Besadeshin, all of them are Nisrof, all the, what's it called, Parim and Nisrofit. Mar says, no, Hachak Siv Oso, the Shaleach Oso Lazazel, so you only send one. The other ones, Lamaisa, doesn't say, Dafka one has to be burned, so if you have a whole line of them because of what happened with the Dam, you burn them all as if all of them would be Parim and Nisrofit, according to the Lezer of Shimon.